Forecast period remains unseasonably cool, at least for the near term, across parts of upstate New York and interior New England. We remain under the influence of a broad area of upper-level low pressure spinning over Manitoba, Canada, progressing eastward into Hudson Bay. This upper-level low will eject weak short waves to the southeast, keeping the colder-than-average weather around for the early part of the work week. Weak high pressure, however, will be in control today. Clear sky and sunshine will greet us this morning. However, temperatures will remain below average for early April by about 5 to 10 degrees. Clear skies eventually gives way to high and mid-level clouds ahead of an approaching shortwave trough. There won't be a ton of moisture with this clipper system, but clouds will lend themselves to rain and snow across the higher terrain. Snowfall accumulations won't be impactful, but a few slick areas are possible across the Greens, Berkshires, and Taconic Hills. High pressure will build in for the second half of the day on Tuesday. This will allow for some evening clearing. Continue to expect a cold afternoon, however. High pressure will build in briefly for Wednesday. Temperatures will rebound as well, becoming a bit more seasonable for early April. Thursday, yet another shortwave trough will eject from our upper-level low. This will bring another opportunity for wet weather across the region. It'll be a quick-hitting system exiting the region by Thursday evening. Finally, some long-awaited warmer weather will start to build in as a pattern shift allows for an upper-level ridge to build in for the day Friday. Expect warmer than average temperatures and sunshine. Another storm will take aim for the weekend, bringing with it some showers across Saturday and Sunday. However, widespread, organized, and heavy rainfall will move in by Sunday and into Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, it's actually relatively quiet across the United States. One shortwave trough is bringing wintry weather to the upper parts of the Midwest. Winter weather advisories are in place for eastern portions of Iowa, where overnight sleet and freezing rain will make for an icy drive for commuters. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 40s, light wind out of the Northwest. In Boston, expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s, light wind out of the Northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies, highs will be near 40. Wind is light out of the west, around 5 miles an hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high is 55, average low 35. The record high is 77, set back in 1991. The record low is 16, set back in 1977. Sunrise today, 6:24 a.m. Sunset, 7:30, a total of 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight. A net gain of 2 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from minus 12 degrees Sunday morning at Lando Lakes, Wisconsin, to 103 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, Sunday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies will give way to afternoon and evening clouds. Highs will reach the upper 30s to mid-40s with a light northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Overnight, clouds will keep temperatures in the upper teens and lower 20s. Snow showers will start to develop between midnight and 3 a.m., increasing in coverage by sunrise. Accumulations will be less than half an inch. Snow will then begin to transition to rain by late morning. Highs will be in the low to mid 40s. Wind will be light around the southwest, becoming west at 5 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies will give way to afternoon clouds. Highs today will reach the mid-40s with a light west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight clouds will keep temperatures in the teens and 20s, but snow showers will develop between midnight and 2 a.m. They'll remain steadier through sunrise and for the morning drive. Accumulations, however, won't be enormous, less than half an inch. All snow will transition to rain by early afternoon. Highs will be in the low to mid-40s. Wind light around the southwest, becoming west at 5 miles per hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny skies give way to high-level afternoon clouds. Highs today will reach the mid-40s with a light west wind around 5 miles per hour. Overnight clouds will keep temperatures in the upper teens and lower 20s. Snow showers will then begin to develop between midnight and 2 a.m. Accumulations, however, not expected. Snow will transition to rain by noon. Highs will be in the upper 40s. Wind will be light out of the south at 5 miles per hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies give way to afternoon clouds. High temperatures will be in the mid-40s. Snow showers will start to develop between midnight and 2 a.m., remaining steady but light into the late morning. Accumulations will range from a dusting up to an inch across higher elevations. Highs will be in the low to mid 40s. Wind is out of the west, light, around 5 miles per hour. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny skies give way to afternoon cloud cover. High temperatures, though, reaching the low to mid 40s with a light northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Overnight clouds will keep temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. Snow showers will then develop between midnight and 2 a.m. They'll remain steady but light into the late morning. Accumulations expected to be less than half an inch. High temperatures will be in the mid 40s. With a light southwesterly wind around 5 miles per hour. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, high seasonable in the mid-50s with sunshine. Thursday, another round of showers moves through with temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. Friday, sun does return. Highs will be in the mid-60s. For the weekend, showers are possible both days, but temperatures will be a little bit warmer than average, climbing into the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.